You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, sponsored by the Local Journalism Initiative. This is the News Hour. Yesterday, in the Plateau Borough of Montreal, new noise bylaws were announced. Borough Mayor Kathy Wong announced that the controversial bylaws that were on the books are being overhauled and could be effective as early as May 4th. The city wants to modernize outdated rules to better balance nightlife, residents, and urban reality. There will be noise limits tied to context instead of strict fixed limits. Allowable noise would depend on the ambient sound of each neighborhood. The biggest component of this new overhauling is less police involvement. According to the new laws, police would no longer handle complaints about amplified music. They'd focus on safety issues. Instead, the replacement will be mediation, a mediation-first approach. New independent mediation teams would resolve disputes between venues and residents before enforcement. There was also discussion of support for venues. Businesses could get help with guidance or measures to reduce noise impacts. This could include funding for noise proofing. Controversially, the fines for violating noise bylaws will still be in place, $600 to $2,000 for violations. On the program now is Sergio Da Silva, a local nightlife enthusiast. Sergio is the owner of a nightclub and bar in the Plateau called Turbo House. He also ran for borough councillor there unsuccessfully in the last election. Regardless, he still continues to champion his beliefs about nightlife and community and harmony in the Plateau as a business owner and proponent of the music scene. Sergio's on the line now.
I hear pretty good.
Okay, great. So yesterday, the city and the borough of Plateau announced they were overhauling their noise bylaws, and these new laws could be in effect by May 4th. The biggest headline here that is getting a lot of attention is they're trying to take the police out of the interaction when a noise complaint is made. As a nightclub owner and person who is involved in the local scene, what's your reaction to that news, Sergio? Are you happy about these new bylaws, or do you think not much has changed?
I would like to commend Mayor Wong for putting forth that those bylaws. I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. And anytime we're talking about it, and we're talking about it in a way that sort of respects nightlife and, you know, shows it to be the important part of the city that it is always a great thing. So first and foremost, like, that's great. But sort of like the underlying issue with this always is going to be the fact that these are not laws that you can really enforce when most of the power still is being held by the province and the Régie d'alcool. They're the ones who give you your permits. They're the ones who give you, who allow you to sell alcohol. And at the end of the day, if there's still a noise issue, then it's up to them to come down on you to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
So you're saying instead of the police coming by, you might expect even a more intense sort of bureaucratic restriction on the noise you're able to make at night. That's something you're worried about.
With somebody who is like extremely litigious, yes, that may be the issue. With the bylaw they put in place, what I see most likely happening is that a lot of people will go to mediation, because for most people, it's, you know, a small sort of dispute that can be easily solved if two people talk to each other. And I think that's the point of this law. I just don't think at the end of the day that we can ignore the elephant in the room, which is that Montreal is not capable, not that it's not capable, but it's not allowed to exercise its own bylaws to make sure that nightlife can run in a way that we deem fit. It's still always going to be at the mercy of the province and the Régie d'alcool and the morality police, who do not exist anywhere outside of the city of Montreal. This is not a thing that's a problem in Rimouski or Quebec City or at Trois-Rivières. Like, these are not problems there. It's specifically a Montreal issue. So So I think a big thing going into the provincial election is to see who is willing to champion Montreal. For the first time in a long time, we have a political party that's not going to be antagonistic towards, you know, its major metropolis. So this is a good time to sort of really talk about it and get that issue solved once and for all.
And you use the term morality, please. This is a term that you use frequently. Would you elaborate on that a little bit?
Morality police is not like a term that I use. It's a thing that exists. It's the arm of the police that is that belongs to the Régie d'Alcool and the province. Their job is to go around and check your, and, you know, do minor things like check your bottles, make sure they're properly stamped, making sure that you comply with whatever the province decides are the rules to make sure you comply with having a liquor permit. So their job is, and part of that is also sort of noise ordinances. You know, is your line unruly? Like, all these things are encompassed by morality.
Right. And let's talk about Plateau a little bit. So the borough says it wants to balance residents' quality of life with a vibrant nightlife. In Plateau, there's also a lot of development going on. Based on what you're seeing, does this proposal actually strike that balance between a quality of life for residents and a vibrant nightlife? And in your mind, how do we do that in the Plateau?
I feel like they certainly are trying, and this is definitely a step in that direction. And part of the way that I would do it is absolutely by removing the police from the equation and going to mediation, especially with, you know, a regular resident, somebody who may be just be like, hey, it's a bit noisy with your lines outside. Maybe you can, you know, have the line start somewhere else. Or, you know, like one classic one was somebody couldn't sleep at night in the summertime because they had to sleep with their window open, but there was a bar downstairs and the bar bought them an air conditioner so they can close their window. So, like, these are the kinds of things that will solve a lot of problems. What I'm always going to be concerned about are big developers and people who are extremely litigious to the point of being, antagonistic. Like, you can't solve that problem with municipal bylaws when the provincial laws take precedent, because they can just skip whatever laws are in place set by the city and go directly to the Régie d'Alcool.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to development in the Plateau as well and new people moving there, I see that some developments near where your business operates, near Turbo House, they're actually advertising a vibrant nightlife. And I wanted to get your reaction to that, Sergio, because I know that, who makes the noise complaints? Who is litigious? And how do you feel about the fact that you are seeing big developers say, well, come on, move in here. Turbo House is just down the street. And then you get these noise complaints from those very new neighbors.
The issue with that is always going to be, like, you are making money off of the people who are taking the risk and putting in the time to make sure that culture exists and makes those areas desirable. But as soon as that becomes inconvenient, then you're willing to slash it all at the drop of a hat. So it becomes an issue where, you know, if you're not going to take part in the risk, then I don't really want to know that you're using what we've created to sell, you know, condos to students or yuppies or God knows who. Like, it's not a helpful thing. And it's not like a tit for tat sort of situation. It's they reap all the rewards while someone like me and my contemporaries are taking all the risks. And I don't, you know, I find it to be disgusting. But, you know, that's just the way it is. When the bylaws municipally are not protecting the residents that are already here, that are not protecting the businesses that are already here, you know, you're kind of putting the cart before the horse by not putting the infrastructure to make sure people are protected before doing anything, before making any of these improvements or allowing these new developers to come in.
Right. And let's talk about the laws a bit more. So they may be in effect soon, come May 4th. And practically speaking, as a business owner who operates a nightclub, how would these new, more flexible noise rules change the way you operate your venue on, for example, a busy night?
I mean, at this point, it doesn't really change much for me at all. We've done our due diligence to make sure that everybody in my building and the surrounding buildings knows who I am. They have my phone number, so they're not calling the cops in the first place anyway. They're speaking to me. I've already done the steps to have mediation with my direct neighbors. Like, that's part of, part of our plan to be good neighbors. But I feel like other people will be able to maybe run their businesses a little bit more freely without having to worry about somebody calling the cops and then shutting down their show. But again, my only concern is that it doesn't go far enough and it doesn't attack the underlying issue that regardless of what rules that people want to put on the books, ultimately the decisions at the end of the day are made by the province and the Régie des cultes.
I got just two more questions for you, Sergio. One of the more controversial parts of the previous noise bylaws was the fine. There was a huge fine increase of, I think it was like over 500%. Those fines of $600 to $2,000 for noise violations are remaining. Tell me about the fines, your reaction to that.
I mean, how are they going to, who's going to enforce these laws, these fines, if they're not going to call the police? I don't quite know how that works. But ultimately, again, there, all this stuff, it shows you the sort of lack of respect that they have for nightlife in general. They like taking the money. They like that tourists come to sort of enjoy it. They like that it's an economic driver and a cultural driver and a community driver. But the way that they speak about it and the laws that they set around it, gives everything away. When I look at the City of Montreal website and I see words like noise pollution, when they're talking about cohabitation, it shows me immediately by the language that they're using that they don't actually care about what's going on. Their vested interest is always going to be property taxes, developers, and making sure they can make money that way. Everything else is kind of like goes by the wayside.
And just one final question. It's a bigger question, but quickly, your ideal vision of the plateau, what does it look like? In terms of nightlife, what does it look like in terms of relationship between clubs, venues, culture makers, and residents?
I mean, I look at it, what it looked like 25 years ago, where people understood the neighborhoods they were moving into. They understood that if you lived near a club or a bar, the rent was probably cheaper, and you're sort of like paying tit for tat that way. And part of the bylaws that have been passed by Mayor Wong, again, I think are good and certainly a step in getting back to that direction. But the underlying issues of the cost of living, rent, and all these things always have to be at the forefront where you're having any of these conversations. Because ultimately, if you just keep getting pushed out and further and further and further away, where students and artists and young families and all these people can't live in these neighborhoods anymore because they're too expensive, then what's, what, not supposed to swear, but what's the point? What's the point? Well, why are we even doing it then?
Well, Sergio, thanks for calling in, and thanks for not swearing on the CJLO 69 AM. I know you're passionate about this issue, and so the language might come naturally, but I appreciate it, and thanks for calling in once again and answering a few questions, and we'll keep in touch.
Anytime, Adam. Have a good day.
Thanks. That was venue owner and nightlife enthusiast Sergio Da Silva, phoning in from Plateau, Borough of Montreal, to discuss the new noise bylaw overhaul, which could begin May 4th, although it will take more time for mediation teams to be put in place and a phasing out of police involvement. Da Silva is skeptical of the lack of police involvement, given that citizens will still likely be calling the police, and also the laws at the end of the day depend on what the province says. I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative. You're listening to the News Hour on 1690 AM CJLO.